Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. Cal on the board today trying to chill me out with some smooth tones of Fleetwood Mac. Thank you, Cal on the board. We got Jamie Martinson, my senior producer, helping us out. And my fine guest co-host with me today, Tom Paulswitz, and each and every one of you. We began the show by talking about some breaking news. The Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to step in on an emergency basis before the case relating to birthright citizenship is fully litigated. The emergency request to the Supreme Court is that they basically permit the Trump administration to get rid of birthright citizenship while the case is actually litigated and proceeds in the ordinary course. This would lead to months of uncertainty for individuals born to non-citizens but born in this country if the Supreme Court grants the relief that Donald Trump seeks. I think it would put into question potentially every single person who has citizenship if they were not born to parents already citizens, would throw into question their continued status as citizens as well. Yes. You would hope the Supreme Court would clarify that. What does this mean if they grant that relief? And here's the thing that has me really tuned up. This should have been an easy, no, we're not reviewing what these intermediate courts did. That's what the Supreme Court could have done. But they didn't do that. They have agreed to take up the Trump administration's request to potentially strip, I don't know, hundreds of thousands, millions of Americans of their citizenship. And they took the extraordinary step of scheduling oral arguments. They basically never do this. In the last 50 years, they've only done it three times before. And every time they did it before, they granted the petitioner's request. In other words, the Supreme Court's history tells us that when they schedule oral arguments, they're inclined to agree with the person requesting the relief, here, the Trump administration. This would be horrible, would be a word. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Tom, all of this is coming, and then we're going to go to the phones, but I just, stitching all of this together, you have an administration that is openly flouting court orders in at least two matters, two judges saying we're going to have to look at contempt, including criminal contempt, as well as civil contempt. We have a president that simply refuses to do what any basic morality, any sense of ethics, any sense of the rule of law would require, which is simply requesting publicly and privately that the president of El Salvador return Abrego Garcia. He's refusing to do that.
Even just privately.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have to do anything publicly.
Can you make this guy available to us? We'll put him on a plane and take him home.
Right. I don't know how he got back here, but he's back here. Now everybody be okay with it.
Yeah. So flouting the rule of law, doing things that are unconstitutional, depriving people of due process, ignoring the courts when they order him to remediate those harms. Oh, and then asking the Supreme Court to give him a magic wand to erase citizenship for people. Folks, this is what dictators do. I mean, this is it. It wasn't Trump derangement syndrome. Like, this is actually what's happening. And I just, the complete ridiculousness of the idea that we can't do anything about El Salvador. No, you're choosing not to, even though the Supreme Court told you to do everything to facilitate his return. So you can launch a trade war against basically the whole world, upset global markets for weeks on end, drive up inflation, threaten to fire the Fed chair, which we'll get to today as well. You can try to force the EU and China to come to terms. You're going to hard drive all these incredible negotiations. You're going to bring about peace in the Middle East, slam a resort in Gaza, tell Russia to stop bombing Ukraine, solve that problem. But you can't pick up the phone and call the president of El Salvador and be like, hey, we got a couple people there that shouldn't be there. Sorry about that. Can you please send them back? By the way, they put women on those planes. And El Salvador would be like, this gulag send that we back. Run down here, we don't put women in this gulag. You guys got to take those back. Seriously.
Like, yes, because it's that harsh and that bad. But Maggie, does any of this surprise you? Infuriates different, but does it surprise you? Because it doesn't surprise me.
The scale isn't the right word. The brazenness, lack of any even sort of colorable. There's no fig leaf, right? Like, unless you've drank the MAGA cult water. Right. This is concerning, right? Like, good faith Republicans, good faith conservatives of all stripes, they're concerned. Republicans on the Hill are concerned. They just don't talk about it publicly because they don't want to get primaried.
You heard Lisa Murkowski say she lives in fear.
Like, what are you going to do about it? Like, where's the guy with Greg? I'm pissed. Like,
but you and I talked about it, right? I'm pissed. But you and I talked about it in November. We said we're going to find out if the guardrails hold.
Hold, yes.
And what we're finding is the guardrails aren't holding.
Correct.
That's what we're finding out.
I made this argument last week that this decision by the Supreme Court on Mr. Garcia's case was so wishy-washy. It accepted the presumption that government representations of fact should be given any kind of credence at all without further inquiry. They shouldn't anymore. These people are lying all the time.
Right.
It's just... Bananas.
Because it's both ignorance and arrogance combined on a spectacular scale.
Yeah.
There's so much incompetence happening coupled with arrogance that we're right. And the guardrails that are supposed to be holding aren't holding. And it's, you know, and kudos to Harvard. I know we'll get to that. Harvard for having finally standing up. But if Harvard can't stand up, who can? You know,
yeah, biggest endowment. Yeah.
Endowment, right? So, but this is where we're at, though. We're at the point where it's going to take a few people to stand up and go, no.
It's going to take more than a few. It's going to take each and every one of you. Tom, me, Cal, Jamie, all of us together. We're stronger together. We do this together. And we're going to continue this conversation together when we come back on the other side. 855-75-CIVIC.